Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hits the bong.
And James Strebel.
Hit the bong all you want.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You want to get somebody who sucks? We could just keep Chris Mack and keep our money and get 6,300 people in the arena. You know, okay, you want to hire somebody who sucks? Or do you, this
Kenny,
is what it costs.
Kenny,
I'm sorry, Louisville. This is what it costs. It costs
You're really
money.
Good at
you
spending.
You want to get somebody that's worth a damn. Yeah. You're going to have to pay $12 million to sell Chris Mack goodbye and $12 million to get somebody worth a damn in here who wants to win games.
You don't honestly think they're going to spend $24 million on buyouts.
Or we suck. We're going to do nothing.
Oh, goodness. What a ride Blankenbaker took us all on this morning. Wow, to crush you, Blank. God, to crush you today. Oh, goodness, it's a Wednesday. The ice is near. The ice age is coming. It is a Wednesday here on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be alongside in, you know him, the next 10, 15 minutes or so. Our boy Jack Grossman
Hello,
back at
ladies.
The station running, producing today's effort. Jack, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm going to have to close that door.
Yeah, who's screaming out there? Nick Valvano, let me guess.
I think Dan McDonald's here, actually.
Dan McDonald's
there. Yeah,
he's
recording a spot. Yeah.
There you go. Did you suck up to him?
I mean, I said hi and I started the record button.
No, oh, that's it. Yeah. That's all you did. You said hello. So the answer is no, you didn't do that. Okay, well, there you go. What do you record a spot for?
I'm not sure. I just started it and then
so
Pat took over from
know.
There. Yes, it'll be playing on the air soon. Yes.
You don't even know. Oh, that's perfect. All right, 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line on this Wednesday. We are busy, busy, busy today. Pat Forty going to join us at 4 o'clock from Sports Illustrated. He is in Indianapolis today. A Board of Governors meeting there in Indianapolis with the NCAA. I am sure a bunch of nothing will come down. Nonetheless, we'll talk with him about that. Obviously, Louisville basketball continues to be the story. Both the Cards and the Cats in action tonight. Mike Morgan, who is on the call there on the Kentucky side. Is that game SEC Network, Jack?
Yes.
Or is that okay? So they're on the SEC Network tonight. He is on the call, and we will get with him at about 4:30 or so. So a lot of basketball today. And if you want to dive in, you can. 437-9680. Rarely on the show am I, at the very beginning, so opposite of everybody else. And we're going to have to get with... Listen, is Blank still there? We may need to get Blank on the air and battle him at some
point.
No,
he's gone,
is he already gone? Is he already gone for the day? Because, you know, as we sit here on this Wednesday, and we'll talk about Chris Mack, and tonight, if Louisville wins, I'm sure there'll be a person or two that tries to spin it positive that, hey, now they can maybe get their season on track. Duke looks beatable. North Carolina looks beatable. Right? Like, I could see that happening if they win tonight. Now, as it pertains to Kentucky and Louisville both, I'm both like tonight, I'm like, I don't know. But it's different reasons. Louisville's been so bad, and I want to dive into some interesting things to watch out. And it's a big road test for Kentucky, a quad one, another quad one opportunity as they get ready for Auburn on Saturday. But there's a number of things at the top of the show, Jack, that are killing me. And I don't know what order to go in. And here's what I mean, okay? Number one, maybe it's just me, but I am stunned. I gotta be honest. I shouldn't be stunned, but I am stunned that Bruce Pearl has got this much traction. And I'm calling us out as I'm calling ESPN Louisville out as an entity, maybe not Bob Show, talking about Bruce Pearl. I mean, Blankenbaker is in love with Bruce Pearl. And listen, I didn't know everyone liked Bruce Pearl around here. Did you know that, Jack?
I know. I've always liked him.
Well, no, you have. Well, that's because the synagogue and everything else. We know, okay? For you, fake religious reasons, okay? Religious reasons. Fake religious reasons, maybe. Jack wants to go to synagogue. Is it synagogue or the synagogue? How do I use that word?
I'd say just synagogue.
There you go. Go to synagogue with Bruce Pearl one or two times a year. I've always liked him because he got under Calipari's skin and because I always smile at the quote-unquote cheaters in college basketball, and he really got punished back in 2011. But I am stunned.
Give me them while in a crouch.
Bruce.
Louisville fans, and it's real, and I don't feel like it's just Blankenbaker. I feel like Louisville fans, I had no idea that Bruce Pearl was this wanted by the UofL fan base. We didn't do this the first time around. We did not, and I know he was just coming off, you know, a couple years from, you know, what happened in 2011 and getting the three-year show cause. And I don't know, Jack, whether, and I hear a lot of this, well, Bruce Pearl would take the job. Well, of course he would take the job. That's not the discussion. 9.9 out of 10 coaches would take the job. There's only a few who wouldn't take the job, right, Jack? I mean, there's like 10 that right now wouldn't take the job or at least get to the point that they would heavily, heavily consider taking the job. Calipari wouldn't. Let's list them off.
Cal,
Izzo, Few,
Kay, obviously.
Shire, Leonard Davis. Hamilton at Florida State, Tony Bennett at Virginia. How many more are there?
I'd throw Cronin in there at UCLA also, probably.
I would not. By the way, I have the TV on here at the home studio, and I left it on Spectrum, and guess what's up right now?
Locke?
That same old-ass promo they're running with Locke.
Oh, with the horse?
That they ran a year ago. I mean, let's go, Spectrum. What are you doing? I mean, honestly, what are you doing? I mean, we do that.
Why,
recycle like 15 promos a week.
At least
I'm not the worst
promo person in the city.
I mean, anyway, so that's number one, the Bruce Pearl angle. And I love Bruce Pearl, but I feel like the cheaters are mine. Okay, and I just can't believe UofL fans who have been through hell with the NCAA would hire one of the guys or want one of the guys or expect the academic types, okay, to okay that. So that's on one side. The Bruce Pearl thing I find to be, and I know I'm strong here, so all of this audio can be used against me. I fully know that. I find the Bruce Pearl begging that is going on right now and the quote-unquote sources people that are out there to be the saddest like I've been in a good minute, honestly. Now, tonight they might have 4,000 or 5,000 people down there at the Yum Center, at the KFC Yum Center. Then that will be sad. But the Bruce Pearl stuff is sad on a number of levels, and poor Drew Diener this morning was being absolutely assaulted by Blank. That's number one.
Give them while in a
Bruce.
Crouch.
Dude, I think he'd be awesome.
Red blazer.
But do you think
John Calipari already
scared president's office?
That's all it is, Jack. It's just the John Calipari angle. It really is. It's all it is. Maybe that's what it is. So that's out there. Number two, I am also interested if you were part of the show yesterday, I said, and we've been talking about this really all week. This is the third day in a row that we've talked about this. That, like, the breaking point with Mac, I always find these things interesting, Jack. And the exact same thing happened with Satterfield that has happened with Chris Mack. Now, in a little bit of a different way, but the same thing is happening. Here's what I mean. With Chris Mack, don't you feel like the last couple games, the three-game losing streak, specifically the last two games, losing to NC State and then double digits, back that double-digit loss up to another one at Pittsburgh? It's the last two games that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Jack, you would agree with that, right?
That's absolutely
the feeling around here. There was anger with Mac, but there was still the carrot out there of making the NCAA tournament. You may say, Andy, well, why are you revisiting all of this? Because it needs to be revisited. So maybe at some point, a large number of people do not continue to make the same mistake. And here's what I mean. With Scott Satterfield this year, he made a bowl game. And yes, I know he got beat by Kentucky before the bum bump. People were unhappy with Satterfield. And here's my point. With Satterfield, there were some moments along the way where you could have been worried about things. He had members of his staff leave. Right? And what was it, Jack? Well, I mean, they went on to better jobs. Yes, Dwayne Ledford going to be a co-coordinator, offensive line guy, to an NFL job with the Atlanta Falcons, and they did a pretty good job this year for the most part, edge of the playoffs. Yes, that is a better job. It makes sense. You do it. Scott Satterfield never replenished the staff the way that he should have. Scott Satterfield had some sketchy recruiting classes. And instead of saying, yo, what's going on here? Got to be better. Every excuse was made. Well, it's a small class. It's an exclusive class.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
He's
going to
take two stars and he's going to turn them into four stars and all that stuff, right? Losing close games became a way of life around here over a number of years. You got further and further away from Kentucky, and that did not happen in just one year. My point is, things led you up to, at some point last year, and then again after the Kentucky game, and probably then again to a certain extent, after the Air Force loss in the bowl game, where you sit back and say, well, I mean, like Satterfield, you got to get Jeff Brohm. And sure, I'm with you. You got to get Jeff Brohm. We're all with you, okay? And the majority of the fan base, God knows ESPN Louisville, is with you. But man, there were things along the way. Sometimes the anger and the shock value, I guess here's what I'm trying to say, Jack. The shock value of it's not working out, you could see the trails of those things before we got to this point. And the same is true with Chris Mack as it was Satterfield. Satterfield's staff, Satterfield's recruiting or lack thereof, Satterfield not being able to nail down a quarterback, who Satterfield was looking at, who he was getting in the transfer portal, who he beat and who he did not beat, close game execution, all of those things. How close are you to Kentucky? All of those things have been a multi-year thing. And finally it built up to this year. With Chris Mack, I feel like that same, I don't want to call it a mistake, that same thing has happened here. That the things that you act like didn't bother you do bother you, right? They do. Chris Mack getting a 6-game suspension, it bothers you. Chris Mack having the Super 6 and having none of them pan out. I mean, some of these guys, they're not even ball players. I mean, right? I mean, it's one of the most overrated classes locally that I can remember. The only guys left that I even know, I mean, is Aiden Gahan a couple points a game? It's added up. It's added up. The style of play, it's added up. And so we get here today, and Jack, I don't know why the last two games, and I know the bottom is falling out. I know they're cratering. I understand the plane's going down. I get it. Those two games matter. Double-digit losses to bad teams this year. You haven't protected the home court. But you knew last year this team was losing two guys who, of course, are going to sniff a little bit of NBA money. In fact, Carly Jones, your boy, Jack, was a G League Player of the Week. We'll get to, I'm sure Strebel will want to talk about that.
I'm sure we'll give him a big congratulations.
I'm sure he will. What was the breaking point here? Because even after Matt comes back in the six-game suspension, you feel pretty good about the team. They go to Michigan State. You lose to Michigan State. But, Jack, right now, Michigan State's like a four seed, right? Now, they're overrated. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, they just lost to Northwestern at home over the weekend.
Yeah, but they're still like a four seed or something like that. Yeah. Now, you know, and so losing to them is not the end of the world. Ah, you lost to Tom Izzo in Michigan State. You were in the game for three-fourths of the game. You lose at the end, whatever it may be. Something about Chris Mack over the last few years bothered you guys, and that's how you got to the point today. It's the exact same thing with Satterfield. So many people for so long, well, they made excuses. Well, the recruiting class. Well, he can't get a quarterback. Well, and it's always something. It's always something, right? And the same thing has happened with Mack, that there came a point where, whether you know it or not, the Dino Gaudio stuff, the suspension, the battle with the president, the Super Six, whatever it may be. You know, maybe even, you know, I mean, listen, you can throw recruiting classes in there, who he got, who he did not get in the offseason. All those things add up. And that's why, because it's not the last two games. It's not simply missing or potentially missing the tournament again. Because there have been so very many excuses made. Strebel's here, by the way. He's looking good. Got that blue on. So there you go, Jack. You any thoughts on that, Jack? What the breaking point is? Because, you know, the last two games haven't been very good. But you knew going into this season, did you not, that this team was not absolutely dripping with talent. And so, in a week, I find it hard to believe that people have went from Max, our coach, to absolutely wanting him gone and begging for a guy who less than a decade ago, okay, was serving a three-year show cause kicked out of the entire sport of college basketball. Hello, Strebel.
Hi. The Bruce Pearl thing's interesting because that's one I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Parts of it is, yes.
It's stupid.
Look, I love Bruce Pearl, but you would think, you know, the school that's the face of all the NCAA stuff probably shouldn't hire the guy that has all the NCAA.
All I get is, well, Andy, yes, so-and-so, Bruce would take the job. Yeah, I would take a million jobs in the country.
Especially
I'm being offered a million jobs in the country.
Here's why, and I was listening to you guys on the way over.
Thank you.
Here's why the Bruce Pearl stuff.
Give me while in a crouch.
This is why it's really done. Bruce Pearl's at a place.
Oh, here we go.
That said what to the NCAA?
He zoned in today, Jack.
What did Auburn say to the NCAA?
We're not
cooperating.
Possibly, probably,
well,
even
you had
more than
a guy go to jail.
School.
I don't care.
They didn't do anything. They didn't, if I'm not mistaken. Auburn never said publicly that they received a notice of allegations.
So why would Bruce Pearl leave at a place where he can do whatever the hell he wants to do?
Now, this is a great point.
And he could
to a place where you have to follow the rules.
No, a place full of rats and snitches. Why would he leave Auburn where he could say, nah, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Okay, Bruce, to a place where, oh, we might be in trouble. We're going to suspend an entire team and give up the postseason before anything happens. Why would he go to a school that doesn't back their coaches and their AD and fires everybody? Fires everybody. Why would he leave a place where he is
spending the coach for six games?
Yeah. Yeah, it's suspended coach for 6 games. What? He ain't coming here. He's going to look at U of L and say, I'm not coming here. Y'all a bunch of snitches. I'm not coming to Louisville. Y'all rat me out. I got it made in Auburn, baby. I run the show in Auburn. I tell the AD and the president what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what I'm not saying, what I'm not doing. I'm Bruce Bleepin' Pearl in Auburn. I'm not going to U of L where I had to go to the board and beg and cry and whine and, oh, don't get me in trouble with the NCAA. Don't suspend me for 6 games. And y'all can say, well, Neely's gone. Vince is gone. That board's still there, ain't it? Hey, get out of here with Bruce Pearl. He'll never come here. He will never. I don't care if they offer him $30 million. He ain't coming
it's
here.
Silly. The begging is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. And there's no scuttle. There's nothing. He's got the number 4 team in the country. He's like one of the best. He has a great job at a place where just ignored basketball. Now he packs arenas and it's nuts there. He ain't coming here. I mean, set your sights to something more realistic. The Bruce Pearl stuff is stupid. It's stupid. And you're right. It all has to do with Calipari hates him.
That's all it is.
Calipari and Bruce Pearl don't get along. That's all it is. Who pushes Cal's buttons? That's who we want. Man, Cal's your daddy, and you know Cal's your daddy, and you're trying to get someone in here that can at least buck up to Cal a little bit.
Because Mac apologized to him. Yeah, he bent
Mac's
the knee
apologized.
Multiple
Rick
times.
Rick never beat him. I mean, Cal's your daddy. I know you're trying to get someone in here to take up for you, but it ain't
Blake
happening.
Made me sad this morning. I know you didn't. I mean, he was begging for Bruce Pearl. And then he's blaming Drew for not wanting Bruce Pearl. And Drew's like, I want Bruce Pearl, but you understand what's going on here. I had no idea that Louisville fans liked Bruce Pearl. Oh, I heard this one. We need somebody who's a recruiter. Not necessarily X's and O's. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like someone who might recruit and then roll the ball out there.
Yeah.
Like the thing that you made fun of for like 12 years around
exactly.
here.
Exactly. I mean, they call Calipari a cheater and a slime ball and a rat, blah, blah, blah. And then they're begging for a guy.
Begging for a guy who's just like Calipari.
Just like Calipari.
It's so true.
He's Calipari Jr.
Mark is back, by the way.
Who?
Mark's back. Mark, he's right here next to me. Do you want him to get on air?
No, he's
right.
Okay. He's okay. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I had no idea that Louisville fans, hey, IARP, we're changing who we are. Here's Bruce Pearl, who had a show cause for 3 years and had to go be a vice. I didn't know this. He was a vice president of a marketing firm.
Really?
How about that?
I knew he was on ESPN. That's
how about
all I thought
that?
He was doing. Vice president of a marketing firm. Good for him.
Let's take a break. On the other end, why is the Louisville media turning their back on Mac? I know why. We'll talk about it next.
Oh.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
New York is going to win.
That'll make Andy happy.
Who's Andy?
And James Strebel.
Andy what?
Sweeney, the program director, host of The Take.
Oh, the guy that used to be on 4 o'clock?
No.
He's still on 3 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Mike.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're busy tonight. Marquette Villanova 7:45 right here on ESPN 680 105.7. I'll take Villanova and Jay Wright at home versus Shaka that bum. And then at about 10:30 tonight or so, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show, Strebel and Entz, they got you covered on that right here on 680 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app. Or will we?
Uh-oh.
Well, Entz is going to get mad at me.
Why?
Well, he's worried about the roads.
Oh, the snow.
He's worried about the roads, Strebel.
Yes.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be ready.
Okay. Well, he was maybe going to have to start the show.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That he. That,
so did he reach out to you? Because he reached out to me, and I go, yes. We'll just talk about it on the air.
Yes.
We'll talk about it on the air.
He said Spencer Brown will be there.
There you go.
And so he's like, but he might not be finished with Louisville post game yet.
So he's okay with Spencer with dealing with the roads, but not him.
Yes.
Yes.
Just wanting to make sure.
100%. Texter says, let's read a couple of these, and then I gotta get to this theory. Streeble will love it.
I can't wait.
437-9680. Texter says, Scotty D, working fools with white dudes. Texter says, Bruce Pearl would not be off the table if it wasn't for the spineless acts of Louisville administration. Every other university tells the NCAA to bleep off except for U of L. As a fan, I'm way more frustrated by the spineless nature of the university than the sports team struggles because you can't fix one without fixing the management. Here is what I would say. If... right now, we were going through some of the Patino and Jurich, the Patino and Jurich stuff. I could see it play out differently. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because
yes.
You have to remember, when everyone got let go, and I don't need to go through that, there was a fear that was there. Now there is no fear.
Yeah, true. This
not only
true.
By the FBI, but also by the NCAA or the IARP. There is no fear.
No, not anymore.
Auburn doesn't fear them. Kansas doesn't fear them. Nobody fears them.
Arizona.
But when all of this was going on the back of what already happened, you can understand why there was fear. I understand that. I get that. It's also big-time revisionist history.
That was the biggest nothing burger almost ever. The FBI, we have your playbook and all. I mean,
Texas says Pearl got in trouble for stuff that is now allowed. No, untrue. Calvin Sampson did. Bruce Pearl got in trouble for lying to investigators.
He had that recruit at his house at that barbecue.
Aaron Kraft.
It was Aaron Kraft. That's who it was. Yeah, he had that party.
Of course it was Aaron Kraft. You're actually perfect that it was Aaron Kraft.
Okay, so let's do this. Who would be the Louisville Aaron Kraft? But it can't. Let's not do Luke Whitehead or Luke
Hancock.
Two very different individuals.
Very different. Yes.
In fundamentally every way.
Yeah.
Then Luke Hancock. I don't know why I got Luke Whitehead in my mind there.
Luke Whitehead had one of the worst. It looked like one of the worst injuries ever. Remember when he was...
Yes, everyone remembers when he fell straight on his head.
It was awful.
Everyone.
It
yes,
was one of the worst things
yes,
I've ever seen.
Yes, thank you. Am I being mean? Is that Streeble Captain Obvious, Jack?
I don't know.
It is. Hey, remember the time?
I was like 4 when that happened, and I still know the reference.
Well, there you go, Jack. Is it... what was the guy? Who was the bullet?
Elijah Justice.
Yeah, but Aaron Kraft was good.
He was good. No, you're right. He was good.
Who turned into a good... And I feel like we gotta do the white player thing.
Well, Elijah Justice started some games.
Yeah, but it's not...
It's not comparable, Streeble.
You went white guy with a group... You went white guy with similar hair and potentially... very similar, but...
They look similar.
Aaron Kraft was a beast in college.
He was. He was very good. He always had very red cheeks.
Did Kentucky beat Ohio State?
Yeah, that was the Brandon Knight game, right?
Yeah. Kentucky was good.
Yep.
It's been so long, Jack.
It's not been that long.
Fans go nuts for Tennessee. No wonder. It's been years.
It's a 30-point win.
It's been years.
Beating Greg Barnes is the standard.
Texas says, why Pearl get the king of cheaters, Will Wade? That was great. Dieter did that this morning. He's like, we'll go get Will Wade. He's like,
So he clutches pearls for Will Wade?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's my theory.
Okay, you tease this via text.
Okay, I don't want to be mean about this, but this is just a theory.
Okay.
I even ran it by Dieter this morning.
Oh.
And I'm using blank. We love blank.
Yes,
I'm just using it as a jumping point, even though I actually don't think he cares, but I think universally. And Jack, you'll love this analogy.
All right.
Chris Mack, he's getting the Barry Bonds treatment a little bit here.
How
potentially.
Barry Bonds.
Here's what I mean. Barry Bonds was viewed by baseball writers, who I don't have much respect for, viewed by baseball writers as an arrogant prick.
Surly.
Okay?
Yes.
Not good with the media,
yes.
etc. Of course, they viewed him as a cheater, but...
Yeah, but Barry Bonds was like the greatest player of that era.
Hang on. Chris Mack right now, because of what I talked about in segment number one, how quick this was to the draw that we went still talking about the tournament, murmurings, but not fire Mac, to openly fire Mac, to where credible people do not mind saying, yeah, don't think he's going to be back, and then putting their name to, and he may not be happy here, yeah. Which is, he's not happy here, okay? For whatever reason.
Right.
Chris Mac never showed leg.
No.
Chris Mac was never good with the media here. The first thing Chris Mac did, now, I don't care. We don't get coaches for a myriad of reasons. Strieble being one of those.
One of the bigger reasons. Yeah.
Again,
both physically and metaphorically.
It's shrapnel. I'm not sure we're even getting responses anymore.
Sorry.
so that's where we head. Anyway, okay.
Kind of hurts me.
but that is where we are.
Yeah.
Is Chris Mack, when he came in here, the first thing he did was say, the players don't want to meet with the media. We're closing the locker room. Something that was good, that was unique, and I gotta say, the level of coverage, and I know they're not winning right now, the level of coverage, Jack, you can turn your mic off, has been, sorry, I heard a breath. I felt like there was a man who was behind me.
Over your shoulders?
Breathing down my neck.
Looking at your notes?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Jack. But am I wrong here?
Yeah.
He came in and everyone makes... In fact, fans celebrated it. Man, y'all celebrated it. Everyone you whining media. How dare you? And then COVID happened, and we understand where we are with all of this, and it's never going back, and that's a rule, and coaches have their rules, and that's just the way it is. A new boss comes in, and things are going to change. I mean, everyone
sure
knows that's the case, but that's the first thing that he did. Chris Mack is not someone that's like, yeah, I'll go on your radio show. Now, I'm not saying he'll turn it down. It's just like, it's not... That he doesn't care about that. He's never had to do that, and maybe just doesn't have the personality. Now, I told Strieble, I want to pivot back to Mac.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we pivot back. I mean, yes, because it'd be humorous, but Chris Mac never gave the media anything, okay? And it was just one of those relationships that was totally different. And, of course, the content was as well of what you got with Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
It was a big difference when you talk about personalities. You know, in sports, we talk so much about, well, you had a defensive guy. Now you got to go get an offensive guy to get the quarterback and everything else. Are you right? You had the mean SOB in Bobby Petrino. What's an opposite personality? Well, I mean, Scott Satterfield. I mean, that is what he's done here. His 8-win season, the season that has propelled him to still have a job, making more than $3 million, was built on, I'm not an AH. I am not Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And this is a different follow day in, day out. And the winning hasn't been there, and COVID hasn't been there, but Rick Pitino would use the media, talk through the media.
Oh, yeah.
Messages to his team through that. Would always have something for you.
Yeah.
Mac doesn't do any of that, whether it be TV or it be radio. I mean, Chris Mack, he hasn't been on in 4 years. 10 times on the radio station, maybe not even five.
He's been with,
I mean, I'm thinking, I mean, Diener's had him twice.
Ennis has had him once or twice.
Yeah. And again, I'm not complaining about that because this show isn't built around that very much.
But
and Strieble.
And me. Yeah. But there are others that like to have Louisville
coaches.
Which is
totally fine. So anyway, yeah. there is, because I think there's a lot behind this, and that is, Barry Bonds wasn't protected. Barry Bonds paying the price because he was an AH for the media. I'm not saying it's vindictive. I'm just saying it is human nature that what you're getting from this guy for your job is not what the other guy gave you.
Right.
Okay? Mac doesn't see the importance in it. That's fine. Maybe he needs to do better there. Maybe he needs to be at a place like Xavier where, I mean, you're in a program in Cincinnati that is irrelevant for the most part. Sorry, I know Mike DeCourcy would hate hearing that, but you understand when you have all the different things that are there. So that's just my theory that And of course, it's because it's basketball as well. But the shorter leash and Satterfield, he'll give you some leg.
You save that for the
mixtape a little bit. The assistant coaches, it is much easier to be inside that program than the other one.
Get
and again,
access.
That's fine. And that's something that was celebrated around here. Perfect, fine.
Yeah.
That's my theory on why no one's running here to protect Chris Mack.
That makes sense because, you know, as much as I bag on Louisville basketball, it is like Kentucky basketball in the sense of the head coach also has to do other things and not just coach basketball. Like, remember when Billy Gillespie came in? Oh, he's a basketball junkie. All he wants
to do is
coach basketball.
Jack, do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Billy Gillespie was just, no one knew more basketball.
He was a basketball Betty.
Yeah. He was a basketball
Betty. He
didn't
have Betty. A wife or kids or anything else because all he does is watch tape. That's all he does. But he was very prickly with the media. And Cal's the exact opposite. You get Cal in, Cal's like Rick. He delivers messages. He'll tell stories. He'll bag on Jerry Tipton. Rick Pitino bagged on Rick Bozich a few times and Eric Crawford. And he has that back and forth with the media.
Mac the four white guys and the Egyptian.
Conference. Huh?
The four white guys and the Egyptian guy.
By the way, I saw on Twitter a picture of Honest, and he looked like a movie star.
He looks
Did
great.
You see that same thing?
He's like in front of a jet or something.
Dude looked like a straight-up movie star.
Who tweeted this out?
I don't remember, but I saw he had, like, sunglasses on.
Dude, the algorithms on Twitter right now are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the algorithms on Instagram are all over the place.
Yeah, I
understand you work out every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need butt lifts all day.
Yeah, butt lifts?
Just half of the day. Well, that's Instagram. It's just butt lifts.
Yep.
Right, Jack?
Yes.
But yeah,
I mean, there's a difference though between picture. There's a difference though between Barry Bonds and Chris Mack, guys. I mean, Barry Bonds produced. Chris Mack isn't producing.
But even though Barry Bonds
if
Chris Mack was winning,
it's the same principle here. We're doing shows. Blake and Baker's firing the basketball coach.
Now.
For 3 hours today, yeah. No one is coming to Mac's defense.
Nobody.
And everyone was willing to come to, I mean, a lot of people were willing to come to the defense of Scott Satterfield.
Especially people
Scott Satterfield hasn't done a damn thing. He hasn't recruited a quarterback. He gets further away from Kentucky. He's trying to sell you on a 60th ranked recruiting class.
Can't get a quarterback.
And a guy from Florida. Let me say something. I don't know what happened in Florida, but my man McGriff, last year, Florida lost every recruit.
Everyone. And they were terrible.
The whole thing was Florida doesn't recruit.
Yeah. But he has the inroads, Andy.
Jack, I'm going to pass out. Cerebral's going to have to revive me.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you see my face. You see my face. Do you really?
Yeah. I'm certified.
Yeah. I'm certified. Who do we want Strebel to practice CPR on in the office?
Blake.
Nick would allow you.
Nick would. Yeah, Nick would. Yeah.
Do you have a plastic lip to put over the lips?
Oh, I just do chest compressions.
Well, no. We're talking, mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth?
Yeah.
They say not to do that anymore.
No one says that. Well, everyone says that. Who says that?
They say it doesn't
Who's
work
as they?
Well as chest compressions. Like the medical people. Like, they moved away from mouth to mouth.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'll look it up.
I don't believe that. Texas says Bobby V called Strebel a DB because of his list of top five coaches that he hates.
Did he really?
I mean, that's just...
That's awesome.
That's just the way it is.
It's great.
Texas says it's better for UofL basketball to keep losing this season to give zero hope that Mac is gone. I would say that almost happened with Satterfield. Then we think it didn't happen. Then I guess it did. I don't know. But
Zach getting that bum, it saved his job. Mac not getting a bum. He's losing to the bums.
He might tonight.
Would be one game after two games of losing to two teams that have a combined record of 14-20.
I think Sat kept his job because of all the shenanigans with Neely and Vince. I'm convinced of that more and more by the day. I think if it would have stayed stable, I think Satterfield would have been gone. I think that.
That might
really
be the case. I'm just I am interested to watch this going forward as they continue to lose, how in the next little bit this morphs.
Yeah, how does it change?
On Chris Mack, yeah. Who has actual valid excuses, whereas Satterfield has none. Satterfield's nearly all of his good players have been Bobby players.
Yeah, all of them.
The place wasn't in disarray when he left. Yes, it was in a bad spot, but it wasn't 2-10 where it was void of all talent.
Yes,
that is what Mark Stoops took over. I'm sure there's even a better example of that. There, I mean, that it's not the same.
No, it's absolutely
not the same.
Yeah.
And if Scott Satterfield could take a team from 2 wins to 8 wins, then, you know, Alabama would be looking at him at some point.
Right.
Texas says certified Strebel. Texas says more chest compressions, less breaths. You still got to do a little breathing, though.
Okay.
Texas says Rummage just sent a haymaker tweet.
Oh, did he?
Oh, boy.
Well, what's Rummage up to today?
Oh,
I haven't
boy.
Been on Twitter. Too much today. So I don't
know. Oh, here it is. Don't look.
Okay,
I got it.
Look.
You ready for it?
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah.
I heard him say this today. Maybe I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
But I still believe Coach Mack can pull this one together.
Whoa!
Will be interesting to watch tonight.
Whoa! How about that? So there's the one media member that still has Mack's back. It's Steve Rummage. While Blankenbaker's selling him down the river, Ennis is selling him down the river, Ethan Moore's get out of here, Taylor Lynch, get out of here, McGavick doesn't like him.
I don't know if McGavick's done with him. Is
I don't know. I just,
Jack, can you check?
I just threw a name out
can
there.
Can you reach out?
See if Matt McGavick. But now we've got Rummage. It's his knight in shining armor. He's ready to battle for Mack. He's done with Sat. Sat, get out of here. Get out of here, Sat. Mack, he's ready to fight for. I like it. Good for you. Stand by your man.
Oh, there's a battle right now in the office.
There's a schism.
I forget what it is, but yeah. Rummage was like, he said on Twitter.
So he put on
he
a little
said
bit?
On, yeah, they were talking about it on the air.
Sure.
And, you know, he comes out of the studio, and he and Blank are back and forth, and Rummage is like, I had to hear you for 6 months on Scott Satterfield and Gunter Brewer. Let me have this Mac. Oh, yeah.
They flip-flopped.
They did.
They did. Oh, man. What a sad state of affairs where these fans just, they can't be on the same side on anything. There's battles everywhere. And that's that microcosm of the way Blankenbaker and Rummage have switched spots. Blankenbaker, well, everyone settle down. Satterfield has a plan. He's got Gunter Brewer. That's it. But that's all you need to know. We got
it. Fizzled out there. Your brain locked up for a second. It really did. I saw
and now he's
the
like,
fear
get
in your
out
eyes.
Of here, Mac.
Texas says, Round Daddy is right, Andy. It's just chest compressions.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
Texas says, Rig is right, unfortunately, about CPR.
I like how everyone...
Texas says, AMA says chest compressions only.
I like how
Texas
everyone...
says, Strebel's correct, no more mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah. Everyone, like, begrudgingly says I'm right, which I get. I understand.
Yeah, they want you to be wrong.
They do, yeah. I get it.
Texas says, if they lose tonight, it will be a horrible postgame show.
No, it'll be a funny post-game show.
Yeah, but what else can you say? I'm disgusted on this team. I mean, yeah. I mean,
disgusted
yeah.
I
don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think he wins.
Yeah, they win tonight.
This is the bump, Jack. They win tonight. May not be pretty. Probably won't be pretty.
No.
They win tonight.
Yep.
And they beat Notre Dame on Russ Smith night, which is like Lamar Jackson and the Syracuse game, and they win that game.
Okay.
And we come in here Monday, not Strebel. He's on a cruise with a mask on.
Yes.
we come in here Monday, and Mack is back. To a segment of people.
To a segment of people. He rights the ship. He steadies the team. He gets players back on it. They had one good practice that we know
of.
Oh,
yeah.
This week.
Then they had two good practices.
Yeah.
Then they maybe have three. And maybe then, you know, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then suddenly practices are great. They win 2 games. Oh, yeah.
Starts to snowball a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can see it. I'm not sure they'll beat Notre Dame Saturday, though. Tonight, yes. I think they beat Boston College. They're atrocious. I'm not ready to say they beat Notre Dame, because Notre Dame is about, they're better than Pittsburgh, but not as good as Florida State. They're kind of in that middle range.
Texas says, mouth-to-mouth is the only reason Round Daddy bothered to learn CPR in the first place.
That's not true.
Texas says, Blue Chew Father.
Well, no. That's Pat and Nick. They're the ones that want to try that.
Texas says, Louisville media are cannibalizing each other.
No, they're just mad at Chris Mack. I think Rummage is a part of the vast, he's part of the minority on this. He, like, no one else is on Rummage's side here.
Texas says Petrino did have two wins his last season, and Sat did win eight games after a two and ten year. Yeah, but we would agree that flipping Louisville was much easier than, say, Kentucky after Joker Phillips.
Yes. Yes. I mean, your best players were
Tutu Atwell and Dez and Hassan Hall and Malik. And,
yeah. And even guys on the defense that were good until they, you know, graduated or left. Come on.
Texas says, how many people are going to be in attendance tonight? Man, I don't care. No one.
Yeah.
I mean, no one.
It's not going to be good. I mean, we all know that now.
Texas says, what's more interesting, the Weatherman beef or this BC game tonight?
There's more Weatherman beef?
Texas says, I teach CPR two breaths, 30 compressions.
So now we get another opinion, say breaths. But only two breaths. Very, it got cut down a lot. Very few compared to what we used to believe. Because remember,
there's no reason he needed to make
I remember all the movies in the 80s and 90s where people had to do CPR, and mouth to mouth was like very prevalent.
Yeah, this is why you got into it. Yeah,
I took a class at college.
That was a lie.
I did. It was part of it. It was health. Part of health was CPR.
Oh, man. You know, I believe you, but you're stumbling and fumbling so
the
damn
way you're
bad
doing
right now.
It makes it so.
Yeah, you're the most unbelievable person in the world.
I had to take a course.
I understand, right.
And CPR was part of it, and they were saying mouth to mouth is not something that we do anymore. It's more effective just doing the chest compressions. The mouth to mouth doesn't do as much good.
Texter says Treble would give mouth to mouth to Emily. Texter says, how much does the cruise how much does the cruise ship rock when Strebel comes aboard?
Oh, well, you know, they're going to have to add more lifeboats just for me. I don't know. I'm fat. You got me. Ha 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 ha. I'm a walrus. How about that?
Wasn't that the song "I Am a Walrus"?
Yeah, it's the Beatles. I am the
Beatles,
Walrus.
The Beatles are overrated. I've often said that.
You have,
before we get out of here, top of the hour, Pat Forty going to join us, and then Mike Morgan will join us. He's on the call tonight. Kentucky, Texas A&M, they're on the SEC Network. Quickly, what do you think happens tonight? Texas A&M and UK.
We'll get in
5 o'clock. I'm going to dedicate some time.
I think Kentucky wins and they cover the 7-point spread.
Stunning.
Yeah, well, not just because of that, just because the way Buzz Williams of Texas A&M plays basketball is exactly the way Kentucky plays basketball. And what's happened anytime a team wants to run or play with Kentucky, what happens? They get blown out. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out, but they'll cover the 7 points, and they'll win.
Yeah, but it's a T-shirt night at Texas A&M. I can't wait.
I know BBN.
You're not even ready 1% for a loss tonight?
No, not 1%.
Wow.
Not 1%.
Oh, come on.
Nope. They have guards. They don't have any bigs. And again, you want to play the guard game.
You did some reading.
Yeah, you want to go the up and down game with Kentucky, do so at your own peril. Good luck. That's all I'm saying. I think Kentucky wins by at least 10, 12 points. That's what I'm thinking tonight. It's going to be a nice little win on the road. I can't wait. I'm pumped. It's so nice.
Well, Ants might not show up tonight. You might have to wait a couple minutes to get on the air.
I'll sit there with the equipment and wait for Spencer. I have Spencer's number, so I'll be able to text back and forth if Ants is at home. That's fine. I'll work it out.
Ants brings up a great point. Why is Treble making me drive all the way to the studio and not just the short, safer drive to his place?
Because the post-game show is not until 10:30, at least. I have three kids that will be in bed. I'd rather not do a post-game show with Jason Entz in my bedroom. Because that's where he'd have to be.
Again, you guys having... Again, Jack, it physically makes me... Like, I'm blind with rage with Strebel having to sit next to his modem in his room.
I thought it was in Kellen's bedroom.
It is.
Or in Kellen's room or whatever it is.
I bought a really long Ethernet cord that stretches across the hall.
Well, just go into the den or whatever you got. Just go in there.
We have the living room.
I thought you had another little room where you do your thing.
Yeah, I thought you had...
It's downstairs.
Yeah, I thought you had the basement.
Yeah, just do that.
I don't have an Ethernet connection downstairs. That modem's upstairs.
You got to get a longer cord.
I don't have a cord that will reach all the way downstairs.
We'll just drill a hole in your floor. I can do this easily. That's what I did. Strebel, this is easy.
Well, it's on the other side of the house.
Like, that's fine.
Where the modem is.
Well, we've never been invited.
Is in a different area than my downstairs space.
Texas says tonight is Texas A&M Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Texas says, does Round Daddy use his lab band to do the Heimlich maneuver?
I've never had to have the Heimlich maneuver done to me.
Texas says the Super Bowl's in College Station this year. Man, y'all are losers.
I don't like it either.
Texas says Walrus Father.
Yeah. I don't like all the, it's a T-shirt night, Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. Just stop it. Just be happy.
That's what Cal's going to do, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Cal's going to do. If you guys lose 73-72, Jack, it's going to be, well, you know, great, you know.
It will. That's exactly. But can't we just be happy? We have a team that people put on for, instead of going, oh, God, here we go again. Can we just be happy? Like, people are excited to play Kentucky. That's cool. It should be a positive, not a negative. It should be like, yeah, damn right. But no, we got to whine. Doesn't make sense to me.
Pat 4D joins us next here on this Wednesday on ESPN 680.